Brother Arthur set quite an example for pastors, I think. He accepted a place out in the country where it wasn't only being a pastor, but also a teacher to all grades. But this place, dust storms would come, and they learned how to tell by feeling the windmill that the storm would be coming. This storm was really awful. They'd see to it so all the windows were tightly shut, or even plastic put on the front of it and things like that. The storms covered telephone poles with hills of sand. Arthur's garden be covered with a big hill at times. This fine sand made visibility nil. Arthur served another congregation, and while he was there, a storm came on the way back. He never knew how he got home. First, he could barely see telephone poles, but they'd get covered, and a new road he had to make. The wife and children were home praying. This fine dust came into the smallest cracks, the windows and doors, even though they were taped shut. They'd sleep with wet cloths over their face. In morning, they'd shake dust off of the covers and start shoveling dusty sand out. Mama was there when little Elida was born, and she said, even though everything was taped shut and you'd picked up the baby, you could just tell where he lay. Arthur had stomach trouble, and the doctor said, something in your diet you are missing, something that you used to eat. And of course Arthur knew it was milk. They had the cow, but it had died from all the dust, and he had only bought milk for the children. Government later sent mobiles to check lungs, and Arthur's was affected. And Dad felt Arthur had to get out of that place. And he told Pastor Hallman about it, and he talked to officials. And finally a call came. But it was such a swell place compared to where they were. And his wife felt it take too much clothes and furniture to fit in. And of course they didn't have the money. Arthur felt to leave the congregation shepherdless. That was not right either. They'd not get another pastor who'd take the place, and teacher too. Much later he took a call to Adair, Oklahoma. A tree or a wildflower was a real thrill to the children. One of them came running in the house, come see, and it was a wildflower. Arthur is buried there. He was 61 years old, died of pneumonia because the Asian flu was around, and he did have the bad lung from dust, and medicine also wouldn't take effect. He had just doctored for a toe that wouldn't heal, and that type of medicine kept also the other medicine from working.